What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Exciting infrastructure announcement here in the city of Buffalo. I want to take a moment to recognize and thank Department of Public Works Commissioner Nate Martin, City Engineer Nolan Skipper, Senior Engineer Phil Pecoraro, and the rest of the Public Works crew that is here today. I want to thank them for the work they do on a daily basis, but also thank them in advance for the tremendous work they'll do on implementing the announcement that we're making here this morning. I also want to recognize my fantastic partner in government, Madison District Councilwoman Zanetta Everhart. We're here today to announce one of the largest and most ambitious investments in the city's infrastructure in recent history. Today, we are proud to announce and unveil the City of Buffalo's 2025 Citywide Street Repaving Plan, a $17 million investment that includes milling and paving more than 190 streets in every corner of every Councilmatic district across the City of Buffalo. This is an historic level of commitment that strengthens our city's roads and it reflects the high standard of service that our residents expect. The repaving projects have already begun. They are underway in the Maston District, and they will continue across the entire city as long as weather permits. As an elected official, one of your top priorities is improving the quality of life of your residents. That needs to be number one. And this announcement is part of that priority, improving the quality of life of all those who live, work, and travel in and throughout the City of Buffalo. This infrastructure plan will provide reliable, well-maintained roads. It's one of the main responsibilities of city government. Good roads make for smoother commutes, support businesses, and make our neighborhoods safer. To discuss the plan a little bit more, I now want to welcome to the podium Department of Public Works Commissioner Nate Martin.
Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate that. And first, my thanks to Nolan Skipper, Deputy Commissioner, our city engineer, and to his team for this plan. But thank you, Mayor, for your support, first and foremost, and Councilwoman for your support as well. The support of the funding of this initiative, that historic level, is really the important part. So we've got some city funding, state funding, and some federal funding that are going to go into our program. As you can see from the map, that is a paving program that will be in all parts of the city, all districts of the city, over 190 roads, as the mayor mentioned. From a DPW perspective, we're on these streets all the time maintaining them. We've got large infrastructure projects that are federally funded at a real large scale. We've got smaller repairs that occur, but this mill and pave that we do throughout the city is really that middle ground. But we get those streets in really top-notch shape going forward. So it's always an exciting day for us to announce the start of the program. The map is online. We'll be updating it regularly. We don't know exactly that time frame. I think it might be a monthly update we'll have on our DPW site that'll show the progress that we're making on that road, just from a community awareness and transparency standpoint. So looking forward to our contractors. As the mayor said, they were out last week starting, and we'll be pushing hard throughout the summer to get all the work done. Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. As I mentioned, work has already begun in the Maston District, and we were going to have this event there where work had begun, but we are dealing with some beautiful Buffalo weather today. One of the people we talk about when we talk about improving quality of life, one of the biggest advocates we have for that in the City of Buffalo is the Maston District Councilwoman Zanetta Everhart, and I'd like to welcome her to the podium to say a few words.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you to the Commissioner and Deputy Commissioner for getting this work underway. We all know the streets of Buffalo. They need some love, and they're getting them, and I'm just honored that we're starting in the Maston District. I've already heard from residents who were really, really excited that their street got done last week. But that's what this is about, right? Making sure that our residents have the services they need, right? The resources that they need, and that our leadership is listening. So thank you for this investment, right? We need more, right? There's more and more that's to come, but right now, you know, we have to start somewhere. And so these streets getting paved, again, like the mayor said, means that people have better commutes, but it also increases what our neighborhoods look like, right? Our neighborhoods are looking better every single day, and we have to put our money where our mouth is and make sure that we're, you know, making our neighborhoods look better, they're stronger, people have more pride in their communities when their neighborhoods look good, and when their elected officials and all of the engineers and commissioners are listening to their needs. And so I just want to thank the mayor again for this historic investment in the city of Buffalo, period. And so to the residents, streets are getting paved, and so we also need your patience, right? I know that sometimes streets get shut down because we have to fix them. And so we're just asking for your patience as we get through this process. Again, if we have not gotten to your street, we will get to your street, maybe not this year, hopefully next year. We can't do every single street, but we have to start somewhere. And so we're just asking for your patience in allowing us to fix up this city the way that it deserves to be. So thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilwoman. The Councilwoman talked about hitting the streets and making sure we're doing this, and not just this investment, but we want to make additional investments. And the Commissioner talked about this mill and pave, these streets, but also larger projects that are taking place. And I think if you take a look at this type of historic investment, this $17 million, the largest capital budget plan that we've had in the city's history that the council passed last fall, you're going to see a tremendous amount of work taking place in the city bubble this year and the next couple of years at a historic level. So I want to thank all my partners in government, the Department of Public Works crew, especially for the work they do implementing and overseeing these projects. And with that, we can open it to any questions. On the capital side? So the capital budget, I talk about partnerships all the time and working with our different partners, different levels of government. And one of those is the Buffalo Public Schools. And we need to make sure we're providing for the schools, for our students, for our teachers. The Joint Schools Construction Board is no longer in play, so the schools can't borrow. So we worked with them to borrow $55 million on their behalf for multiple projects for different buildings and things like that. Also, we had some large infrastructure projects that we were looking to implement with state and federal dollars that are done on a reimbursement reimbursement schedule. We didn't have the money to upfront the money that required, so we're bonding out $26 million to make sure we ensure those projects are completed. And those are major infrastructure projects, Bailey Avenue, Jefferson Avenue, Middle Main, things like that. So coming together, our administration, the controller, the council, we're able to secure that money and pass the largest infrastructure plan in the city.
So there's money from that go towards this as well?
From the capital?
Yeah,
you want to talk about the specifics of it?
Yeah, and Nolan's got to break that as well. But there's a certain amount of funding from our city capital budget that goes to this, but also state funding through CHIPS program. I think the winter weather program, some of the other pavement programs they've got, and then some federal funding through CDBG. So we combine those all into this program. Yeah, from a CHIPS standpoint, I think maybe I'll turn it over to, I don't know, either mayor or deputy commissioner on that one.
Good afternoon, everyone. So we're anticipating the same amount of CHIPS allocation, and there's five sources. There's CHIPS, state touring routes, Pave New York, extreme winter recovery, and pave our potholes. All that funding combined, we take a large chunk of that and put it right into our roads through our citywide infrastructure program. So we're not anticipating any cut to that program.
So they did come up with funding, because I remember the Highway Association and everything had meetings and they were really mocking all the way. You feel you've gotten your fair share.
Based on the conversations we have, we feel that the funding's going to remain at the level we've anticipated. So I think we're all set and we'll be able to implement this plan. Yeah. The exact number?
So the last couple years, last year was roughly $13 million. The year before was roughly $11 million. So we've been increasing that. I've only been here 5 years, but since I've been here, it's been an increasing number every year. And to the mayor's point, that $17 million number is key to stay ahead of rising costs and make sure our roads remain safe to travel on.
Is there a particular project in this rehabilitation plan that stands out from some of the others, maybe something that's been long overdue or something that is of significance that people in the city?
Well, yeah, I think they're all significant to anyone who, depending on the street they live on and the condition of their street, I think they're all pretty significant. You know, I'm sure the councilwoman has heard from plenty of people. I hear from people about their roads all the time as well. So I think sometimes people, when you're talking about significant, you're talking about major overhauls of commercial corridors or whatever it might be, but it's just as important to the an adjacent side street that it's in perfect infrastructure condition. So it's just as significant to all the residents on each individual street.
I think I heard you also mention Bailey Avenue, Jackson Avenue. Those are some of the main thoroughways that are going to be worked on throughout.
Yeah, well, those aren't directly this funding. Those are larger projects that are of separate funding that have come down over the course of the past years that we've planned, gone out, discussed these with the public, and now we're ready to implement those. And that's one of the larger projects that I'm talking about, that middle main project throughout there. And that's bordered by what street?
Goodell all the way to Kensington.
Goodell to Kensington, yeah.
You mentioned that Bailey Avenue redesign. I believe there was a release a couple of weeks ago talking about some funding questions there. Have those been cleared up? Is that project got the green light to go ahead?
Yeah, we still feel comfortable about that, right?
From the city's standpoint, the funding question was NFTA.
Yeah, it was an NFTA question, but from our portion of it, our Bailey portion of it, we're still ready to go.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.